Good morning. You're listening to FloridaAily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is my good friend Frank Douglas, who's Vice President of Business Development with Crossville. Frank, how you doing?
Fantastic, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. Our paths have traveled somewhat parallel. We were in Chicago together several weeks ago for the Visions Award celebration, and then we were in Italy at the Chersai show together. And you have big news that I want to talk to you about. I appreciate you doing this interview with me because it's certainly on a lot of people's minds, this whole channel strategy. Let's talk about the news real quick. You announced yesterday, and it's on Floor Daily, that you've purchased 10 locations of Master Tile in Texas and Oklahoma, and you're actually going to change the names to Crossville now, right?
That's correct. We're changing those as we have some other locations to the name Crossville Tile and Stone.
Okay. And there's 10 locations there, but you've actually been in this process in North Carolina and Alabama of buying some distributors, and I think now you have a total of 21 distributor locations, right?
We do.
Okay, that's very interesting. So I guess the first question to ask is, why would a company that's been manufacturing tile and is a market leader, actually, on the commercial side of the business, why would they want to own their distribution?
Well, we didn't set out to own our own distribution, Kemp. We opened, as you said, actually 8-9 years ago, our North Carolina operations, and we did that to get our arms better around the distribution business, to understand the challenges that our customers are dealing with, and just to understand distribution better. And that remained a fairly small business. And then a couple of years ago, one of our larger customers, Master Tile, was in a position where the owners wanted to get out of the business. And they came to us as a vendor and asked if we would be interested. And we opportunistically increased our distribution business by first acquiring the Master Tile operations in Florida, and then, as you say, recently acquiring all of the Master Tile branches in Texas and Oklahoma.
Okay. And when you bought the ones down in Florida, you kept them as Master Tile, right? Or did you change your name?
No, we changed those names. We have been Crossville Tile and Stone in all of our locations that we own. We've changed the name fairly quickly.
Okay. Well, two questions immediately come to mind when we talk about this is, you know, how does there's independent distributors out there, and I'm sure they're your lifeblood in certain areas of the country. How does this make them feel that you're going out and buying some distribution?
Well, first off, you're absolutely right. They are our lifeblood, and they are the backbone of our business and have been since we started 25 years ago. We have been open, candid, and transparent on what we've been doing with our own branches from the very beginning. We treat our branches exactly the way we treat our independents. They have exclusive trading areas, and we don't encroach on those trading areas with their own branches or with the factory-owned branches. So we've had remarkably little pushback from our distribution network, and I'd like to think that that's based on our 25 years of a trusting relationship.
Okay. So you carve out in certain zip codes. Some distributors have certain zip codes. Is that what
you're exactly
talking? Okay. All right. But most people know, you know, this has been going on for a while. I mean, Armstrong up in the Northeast bought some of their distribution at one time and have owned part of their distribution. So this is really not new. I guess another question that comes to mind almost immediately is as a distributor, you know, you're buying these healthy companies that are in Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, North Carolina. As a distributor, you now become a customer to other manufacturing. You're a customer to your competition. And I guess a question I'd ask is, how does that make those other manufacturers feel? Because this gives you a view of their, you know, what's selling best in their line and also what their wholesale price is.
Well, let's face it. First off, Kemp, there's very few secrets in the world. Everybody sort of knows everything. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we are trying very hard to be good customers to those vendors, pay our bills promptly, embrace the training aspect of it, and that sort of thing. So we're trying hard to be good customers, and the relationships that we've formed have really been surprisingly strong relationships. We just operate at two different levels with them. Okay. And so far, so good. Nobody's dropped us because of the new ownership. If anything, the Crossville's fairly well known in the industry, and I would like to think we're known as being ethical, honest operators, well-financed, and people have gravitated towards us rather than the opposite. So we're happy about that.
If we look at Dale Tile for a minute, they've actually owned their distribution for a long time. I mean, they have 240 company-owned distribution locations nationwide, right?
Absolutely, and they've had factory-owned distribution almost from day one, and obviously a very successful company.
Right, right. Actually, they're the share leader in the business. Well, Frank, while I've got you, I'm always curious to ask how business conditions are going since we're still working through, hopefully, the tail end of this economic recession.
Well, we're fortunate. We're enjoying a pretty nice year this year, and there are a lot more smiles around here than there were a year ago, I can tell you that.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I think that the contract and commercial side of our world has kind of held up reasonably well and is actually up a little bit for us this year, and that's probably bode well for us.
Okay, great, Frank. Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, we've been talking to Frank Douglas, who's Vice President of Business Development with Crossville, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.